Welcome to Good News from the Good Book with Dr. Tim Rader, Senior Pastor at the Fundamental Baptist Church, located in Kinross, Michigan. Stay with us for the next 30 minutes as we bring you a message from God's Word.
Thank you, God, for this good day. Thank you for the sunshine and the good weather. And Lord, thank you for a good church to come and meet in and worship. Thank you that you've ordained the church. And Lord, above all, thank you for Jesus. Thank you for being our Savior and providing salvation for every repentant sinner. God, may we do a better job at getting the gospel out. May we do a better job at being conscious of those around us that are lost. And God, may you bless and may we do a better job in our worship this morning. May it be right from the heart. Well, thank you for it. Thank you for every blessing. Thank you for every victory. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. God bless you. I got to get on my toes. I almost dismissed you right there without thinking ahead. God bless you and you're dismissed. Man, you'd have been running for the doors right now. Glad you're with us this morning. The fact is, it is a beautiful day, but we know it's a hope. The hope of spring is a wonderful thing. But remember how it is in the UP. It's like we kind of get teased a few times, you know, like here it is, there's spring. Nope, can't have it yet. That kind of thing. But it's supposed to be a great week this week. I look forward to enjoying the week and the sunshine and a little bit more snow melting. We do want it to melt gradual. We don't want it to melt all at once. And thank you for coming out. If you're someone that struggled this winter with the snow and health, man, there's been a lot of sickness going around. You're back today. We've been praying for you. Glad you're back. Trust that it'll be a great Lord's Day worshiping the Lord. Turn to Psalm 27 while you're sitting down. 27th Psalm. Another message of encouragement. I've kind of determined to stay in the Psalms for a little while on Sunday morning. Trust it's been a blessing to you. Tried to encourage you every Sunday morning and try to lift you up. And now the sun is shining. We're close. We're not springtime. Maybe people downstate don't understand that. But, you know, it's the middle of March. It's not springtime. We aren't going to see springtime. In fact, we're going to get teased a few times. But it's supposed to be a good week this week. And I do look forward to it. Hey, you know that we're number one? Did you know that? How many read that in the paper? Sault Ste. Marie, number one in the nation for snowfall this year. Number one. We're it, man. We're at the top. And now there are places that had more snow. I happen to know by a fact that but they don't have an official station up there is what it is. They got over 330 inches up in Calumet. I know that. My daughter's right up there in Dollar Bay, so I know that. But as far as official measurements, Sault Ste. Marie is number one. But take heart. Springtime is coming. It's coming. And so is Jesus. He's coming too. You know, in all likelihood, we're probably number one in sinfulness as well. So springtime is coming. We need springtime. We need Jesus. He's coming very soon. Looking forward to that. Psalm 27, would you stand with me out of respect for God's word? I just let you sit down for a second. I want to read just a little bit. It won't take long. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. David writes this by way of experience. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. One thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. For in the time of trouble he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me up upon a rock, And now shall mine head be lifted up above all mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice, have mercy also upon me and answer me. When thou saidst, seek ye my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take me up. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me, and such as breathe out cruelty. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Father, we come to you now, and we pray for your blessing. God, speak to the hearts of your children, that one that needs the most encouragement this morning, would you hold them close? And God, for that one that may be thinking about straying and turning to the world, Lord, admonish them. May your Holy Spirit, in a tender way, draw them back to thee. And God, we pray your blessing upon your church and your people. And we pray that this morning we'd be attentive and we'd hear the word of God and great things would be accomplished for thee. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Remember the joke I told last Sunday morning? You know, remember that joke? You know? Lady, you're ugly. No, I'm not going to tell it again. I got a lot of pushback on that joke, but it didn't change my sense of humor. So you know, right? Right? If you're a lady that was upset with me during the week, you know. Right. Now, this week, somebody put a nice little treat on my desk. I know, and it's a feminine handwriting, and all a little post-it note on it. All it said was, "You know." Somebody out there called me ugly. That's the deal there. Psalm 27 is a wonderful pick-me-up psalm of encouragement. David wrote this likely after the death of his son, the victory over Absalom. His heart was broken. He'd been there before, the death of Saul. It was David that said, "Oh, how the mighty have fallen," and wept. A lot of people didn't understand that. This morning's message is entitled, "I Want to Be Like David, A Man After God's Own Heart." Man, if I could just be that. A man after God's own heart. The add-on kind of Christianity that so many are living today, I'm not interested in that. I don't want that, because that kind of Christianity doesn't do any good in the valley. Nothing. You can't add on Jesus and add on New Testament Christianity like you would add on air conditioning in your automobile up here, or power windows. He's not an add-on. Jesus Christ is my all in all. Jesus Christ is my life. And he was David's life. I'm not David. I'm not pretending that. But I've got 4 points here this morning I want to make. Jesus, or David, was called a man after God's own heart. I say this just by way of introduction. In 1 Samuel and chapter 30 and verse 6, after a disaster, let's go back there for just a moment. 1 Samuel chapter 6, because this tells you just a little bit about, chapter 30, I'm sorry. 1 Samuel chapter 30 and verse 6. This tells you a little bit about the man David. While David and his men were gone, they were off serving and fighting in battle, they were sent home, and they came back to their city and found that while they were gone, the Amalekites had invaded and taken their wives and their children and burnt the city. And man, it was great grief. This was a disaster in the life of David. And we read, if you read down in verse 6, it says, "And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him." David being stoned by the people? Yes. Just in case you think to live the Christian life means you never have any battles, means you never have a valley. You read a little bit about David, the man after God's own heart. So his men are thinking about turning on him because the soul of all the people was grieved. Every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David, He had nowhere else to turn. David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. David was connected with the Lord God Jehovah. David was a man after God's own heart, even in the most difficult, bottom of the barrel days of life in David's life, one of those days. He was able, because he was connected to the Lord God Jehovah, to encourage himself in the Lord his God. He knew who buttered his bread. He knew who set the table. He knew where the food was at. He knew where the feast was. He understood who it was that watched over him. And he was able to, even though everybody else was against him, he encouraged himself in the Lord. He's a leader. Go back to Psalm 27. Psalm 27. You may have this kind of time in your life where all you've got is God. And when you got God, you got enough. And you encourage yourself in the Lord. And then what ends up happening is others start joining in. God has raised you up as a leader, and others will look to you. So in a very difficult time in David's life, David in Psalm 27, verses 1 through 3, he acknowledged, this man after God's own heart, that Jesus is my Lord. I want to read it. I want to say something about it. I've got four simple points. This is the first point in the message. It's a very obvious point, and you need to be encouraged. If you come tonight and we study together the book of James, you'll understand that the Jews in the first century church were a very positive kind of people. When they greeted one another, when they said goodbye, they said peace. They said shalom. When they greeted one another, they said greeting. And the Hebrew word was rejoice. Now we got a lot to be thankful for. You have to be the glass is half full kind of person in order to really be used of God. You cannot be the Eeyore of Fundamental Baptist Church and be used of God. How many remember who Eeyore was? All right, Winnie the Pooh. All right, just kind of remind you just a little bit. And everything's always going wrong. You can't be that kind of person. David wasn't. That's what I'm saying. David was not. He was able to encourage himself in the Lord. He was refreshing. No wonder God raised him up to be the king of Israel. He was the one that sang from his heart unto God on the hillside when he was a shepherd boy. He was the one that had enough faith to grab a handful of stones and a sling and take on the giant when no one else would, and then sever the head from the giant and hold it up in victory. Man, he was a man after God's own heart. He knew who his God was. Verse 1, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom am I going to be afraid of? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? He's my light, he's my salvation, and he is my strength. He is saying, this is a cheer of hope and gladness. He is saying, Jesus is my life. Verse 2, when the wicked, even mine enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh. They weren't playing games. They stumbled and fell. David experienced this, where God would slay his enemies before him. Verse 3, though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Even if an army is raised up, I'll not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this will I be confident. What is the this he's referring to? That God is his salvation, his light, and his strength. David was connected to God. You can't just kind of have a Pollyanna attitude and skip through life. You must have a working relationship with God. So must I, if we are going to be people after God's own heart. That means we're connected to the book. That means we're connected to, there's several things here. They're all evident in David's life. Number one, if I were to put this in New Testament vernacular, which David is absolutely fine with, and David, what he preached and how he lived was preached in the New Testament, even on the day of Pentecost, Jesus is my Lord. He's my King. He is my Savior. I stood at the bedside of a dying man this week in the hospital. He rejected Jesus Christ. I'm thinking, how can you do that? He rejected Jesus Christ. I said, well, could I pray for you? Well, go ahead. Probably won't do any good. And I looked him in the eye and said, my God is Jesus Christ, and the prayer will do good. Now, he didn't get saved. He's turned his back on God. I feel so sorry for him. But know this, David had one God, one Lord. His name is Jehovah. His name is Jesus. In a world of pantheism, David was monotheistic. David understood the very first commandment of the Decalogue. I am the Lord thy God. Thou shalt have no other gods. None. That was David. And he was confident that he'd been there and he'd seen the strength and the light and the salvation that God provides. We are not wandering souls in despair, not as children of God. We are not an anchorless ship with no rudder in the storm of life, not with Jesus as our Savior. David was a man after God's own heart because he had that settled. He knew who God was. Verse 4, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life and behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Before I read verses 5 and 6, David, the tabernacle, the temple, life was his, worship was his life. If he could, he'd spend every day at the tabernacle. That's what he was about. You want to be a man after God's own heart. You got to know who God is. You need to be connected, not just have a head knowledge. Know who God is experientially. Born again, experientially. Know what it is to live by faith. Have seen many victories. God helps us in life. We're not alone. Jesus is my Lord. The church is my love. The church, ordained by God, is my love. Old Testament, David says the tabernacle, the worship, that when God's people congregate together, we come together, we offer sacrifices of joy, and we worship you, and we read scripture. He said, that's my love. David was connected. New Testament, here it is, you know, the year 2019. We're in the 21st century. Our love needs to be the New Testament local church. You know, wild horses couldn't tear me away from church. I love the church. You say, well, you're the preacher. You're supposed to love church. I loved the church when I was a kid. I loved the church when I was in junior high. Some of my best memories are church memories. I loved the church when I was in high school. And I loved to worship with God's people. And God, knowing the day and age in which we would live, he ordained, he ordered the church. He said, I'll build my church and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Here's a fact, and you need to understand this. You won't last long without Christ's church. You won't. It's a big, bad world. You'll become like the world. You need preaching. You need prayer meeting. You need a fellowship with God's people. You need to be that people to come together and worship. I do as well. David, a man after God's own heart, because the church was his love. Turn over to Psalm 84. I'm going to make this as quickly as I can. Psalm 84, because I probably have too much material here this morning. 84th Psalm. How amiable are thy tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow hath found an house, and the swallow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will be still praising thee, Selah. Think on that. Look over to Psalm 122. 122. Turn over a few pages as quickly as your little fingers will carry you. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is builded as a city that is compact together. Jerusalem, built on Mount Zion and Mount Moriah. Jerusalem, the temple, whether the tribes go up and the tribes of the Lord unto the testimony of Israel to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. You can see them, everybody, just as natural as breathing, marching to the temple to do worship. For there are set thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls and prosperity within thy palaces. Saying shalom, for my brethren and my companions' sake, I will now say peace be within thee, because the house of the Lord our God, I will seek thy good. Shekinah glory. The hope of this age is the New Testament church. It's Christ's church on a mission. The mantra of the church is worldwide evangelism. Our neighbor and to the uttermost parts of the earth. And the church, ordained by God, is to be a living, breathing organism. Will you look forward to coming on Sunday? Will you look forward to fellowshipping with the brethren, picking up a hymnal and singing the songs of the faith? Will you look forward to hearing the Bible plain and straight preached in such a way that God blesses and souls are saved on a regular basis? And we worship Him because we come to, can't do that at home. You can't do that. No, it's not the same in a Bible study. It's not the same. God didn't ordain the Bible study. God ordained the New Testament local church. God is there in the Bible study. God said, where two or three are gathered, that's a prayer meeting. There I am in the midst. But the church, let there be glory in the church, it says in Ephesians in chapter 3, and I think verse 21. Old Testament Shekinah glory. New Testament Holy Spirit glory. David was a man after God's own heart because he loved to worship at the tabernacle. He loved it. That's what he was about. He loved it because he loved the God of the tabernacle. You know why people love church? Because they love Jesus. He's the head of the church. Just love it. Can't get enough of it. If we had church 7 days a week, I'd be here. I hope somebody else would preach once in a while, but I'd be here. You know, I just love being with God's people. Hey, but if you don't like church, I don't know if you're going to like heaven that much. And you know the difference? It's all about Jesus. All about Christ. Go back to Psalm 27 again. Psalm 27. I want to be like David, a man after God's own heart. If I'm going to be like David, Jesus needs to be my Lord, and his church, Christ's church, needs to be my love, and prayer is my lifeline. Look at verse 7. Oh, I got to read 5 and 6. I don't want to skip it. I'm sorry. This is back in the church is my love. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle shall he hide me. He shall set me upon a rock. You'll find help at church. And now shall mine head be lifted up above mine enemies round about me. Therefore will I offer in his tabernacle sacrifices of joy. I will sing, yea, I will sing praises unto the Lord. Don't schedule God out of your life. If you got a voice, use it for God. Man, sing in the choir. We need people in the choir. Get up here and sing. You know, if you love God, you love Bible preaching, man, bring your Bible to church. Hear the word of God. Take good notes. Take down sermon notes so you can help other people along the way. Jesus is my Lord. His church is my love. And prayer is my lifeline. Here, David speaks to the future when he writes this psalm. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me and answer me. Future battles. When thou saidst, seek my face. That's Deuteronomy 4:29. My heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. You know what David is? He's just a sincere Christian. God says, obey, I obey. God says, seek my face, I seek your face. You know, he was in love. Could that be the disconnect? Could it be you're not in love with the Savior? Could it be there are other things? When thou said, seek my face, my heart said unto thee, thy face, Lord, will I seek. Hide not thy face far from me. Put not thy servant away in anger. Thou hast been my help. Leave me not, neither forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, and this is hypothetical, then the Lord will take me up. That's how close he is. Teach me thy way. That's the epitome of love. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. Deliver me not over unto the will of mine enemies, for false witnesses are risen up against me and such as breathe out cruelty. Prayer was David's lifeline. Let me say something that's so obvious. It's an old gospel, words of an old gospel song. This is it. Jesus is just a prayer away. He's just a prayer away. That's your lifeline. Man, you can call out to God. Prayer is connecting with heaven. I've got a list of scripture here to look at. We don't have time to look at it this morning, but prayer is worship. Prayer is asking and receiving. David kept short accounts with God. He's a sinner. And he confessed his sin. He's a man after God's own heart. Jesus is my Lord. The church is my love. Prayer is my lifeline. And faith is my life. That's David. Look at verse 13. I had fainted unless I believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I'm so glad he said it that way. Heaven is future. But we're living in the nasty now and now. Not in the sweet by and by. That's future. We're living in the nasty now and now. And David said, God, I have faith in you. And I'd have given up a long time ago, except I see your blessing in the land of the living. Right where I'm at. Right where I live. In the eastern upper peninsula. Buried with snow week after week after week. Aren't going to see springtime till the end of April, the 1st of May. You know, it's just everything taking its toll. And we have a lifeline. And it's called prayer. It's Bible praying. I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord and the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Faith. Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it's impossible to please God. Faith. Don't wallow in the ditch of discouragement. Have some faith. Get out of the boat. Trust God. George Mueller, it's been preached here before. What a man of God. 50,000 documented answers to prayer. Never told other people what he was praying for. Just recorded it in his journal. 50,000 recorded, documented answers to prayer. Miracles. We have a lifeline. It's called prayer. We have a life we're supposed to live. It's a life of faith. Trusting God. I want to be like David. Jesus is my Lord. The church is my love. Prayer is my lifeline. Faith is my life. Have enough faith to get out of the boat, to move the mountain. God will bless if we just look to him, if we just honor him. Does that all make sense? Are you satisfied with just living the kind of life you're living right now? Or do you want to be like David? Be connected. Be in love. All in. The ministries. All that's going on. Direct lifeline to heaven. And live a life of faith. We can do that. That's our calling. Up here in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, it's tough to build a church in the wintertime. But we've seen people get saved all winter long. A couple of whole families. Some are sitting right here this morning. I rejoice. Some are awful recent. I rejoice. Life of faith.
Thank you for listening to Good News from the Good Book, broadcast under the direction of Dr. Tim Rader, senior pastor at the Fundamental Baptist Church in Kinross, Michigan. For more information, please visit our website at fbconline.net. We invite you to stay tuned for the next broadcast when Dr. Tim Rader will bring you Good News from the Good Book.